Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now.
Here's something you will identify with for sure. Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility. And there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, you know, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that it says,
"They're
congratulations.
Offering
$50,
yeah.
Yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. But here's the catch," the note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, they, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to a Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked him if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
Right, there you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, because that's, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? Do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door, or take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But
right.
he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa. For heartwarming moments, moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Am I got this right? They have eight youngsters in this family? Woo-wee! This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking for...
Months ago.
Was it just months ago?
Yeah. 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Ah, okay.
So he was I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So, under the circumstances, he had time, he had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical, that maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons. And I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, he'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me. And I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is... it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach, Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat,
visually unappealing. Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company, or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
When it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between...
You in the seat?
Sitting in whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? I grossed myself out. I don't... Yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat. The big nude boat. It's a February trip. This has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that will go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, 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 her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgments. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, I all agree, they like the environment, they, you know, so, yeah. Rah, rah, shish, kumbah.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-939-3179. 800-939-3179. That's 800-939-3179.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Okay, there they are, the dogs in the backyard, complaining there aren't enough cats to chase. This is a perfect time to introduce you to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find all about The Pet Show at petshow.com. He is an expert when it comes to P-mail. If you would like to get to Warren, his P-mail address is Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, at pmail.com.
I'd love to know where that's going to go.
I'm thinking that myself. Okay, let's see where that goes. All right, so would you like to explain the reference to P-mail, my friend?
Yeah, you know, we, as human beings, when we want information, we read it with our eyes. When dogs want information, they use their nose.
Sniffers.
So very, I got asked the other day, specifically, why when I take my dog out for a walk, specifically in areas where so many other dogs pee, why does my dog want to really spend a lot of time there smelling? Mm-hmm. That's what I call P-mail. All the information that dog needs is in that location. He can tell the sexes of the other dogs for food. So I call it P-mail. It's a nicer way to put it. So the next time your dog's smelling around there, ask him if he downloaded his P-mail.
Maybe we could do. Could get Daisy a P-mail address. DaisyMay at pmail.com.
I think
Warren.
No, that's okay. Warren at pmail.com. Gets enough pmail.
Yeah, I'm
sure already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let's talk about what it takes to make a dog comfortable. That is the routine. I know every morning Daisy comes into my studio and she's ready to have a pee, speaking of pees, and we go outside, she has a pee, and she sniffs around, comes back in, waits for her breakfast, get her breakfast, and go out for a walk and a poop, and pretty much every day, and then she comes with me, she's in my truck with me pretty much all day long when I'm out and about. That's a routine that she seems very comfortable
Yeah, but
in.
You know, so many of your listeners and my listeners, Doug, are the type of people, and God bless them, that go out there and adopt their dogs and adopt their cats. But when it comes to dogs, many dogs that are adopted were subjected to unpredictability in their lives, and that really can cause a situation. But if once you adopt a dog, I don't care what they've been through, and you establish a predictable routine, consistent cues, a lot of positive reinforcement, it's possible to provide a vulnerable dog with a safe and comfortable environment, and with that structure and the predictability in their daily life, they can really come a major, major change. So, you know, a lot of people get frustrated when they take a dog from a shelter, and sometimes it takes a dog, you know, 6 months to decompress. So I want you to understand that many of these dogs came with no routines whatsoever, and what we look at them, we may compare them with a dog we had when we were a kid. Don't do that. Give them the opportunity to decompress, and at the same time, establish a routine, be consistent, use positive reinforcement, and the most important thing you can do is when your dog is doing absolutely nothing, just walk by and say good boy or good girl.
You know, Daisy came from a puppy mill down in Arkansas and had been in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never got out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills because she was in the cage, she pooped and peed, and the fact that she's come around to be a healthy, strong member of the community is something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, but so every, you know, people go and adopt a dog, and they think instant gratification. You know, so many of these dogs, like Daisy with the puppy mill, they've been abused. Or I was working with a dog last week that had 5 different homes before it was 1.5 years old. So every time the dog saw a car, it would panic because it associated the car with being moved to a different location and changing life.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that people need to understand, and it. If you were to look at my emails or my Facebook page, like I do every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I'm in tears because dogs are being returned where they don't have to be returned. You know my rule. Once it comes into the house and it pees and it kisses me, it's there for life. Just that simple.
Yep.
And I think people should understand that about that. Don't just go out and do it. When you do it, make the commitment. They do come around. You know, your dog doesn't have to be Cujo. It can turn into Benji if you're careful.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. This is the story of a Colorado man who was arrested. He blamed his dog for driving over the speed limit. He actually swapped seats with the dog as he got pulled over. The police watched him. He got out of the driver's seat and he put the dog in the driver's seat. And this guy was obviously looped when he got it. The police officer approached the vehicle and he saw this guy put the dog in the
How do you even dog a breath of
life? Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, let's get that. Yeah. All right, here's this. This hero cat saved her owner who was having a heart attack. The cat pounded its paws on her chest to wake her up as she was going through a heart attack.
Doesn't shock me.
Isn't that amazing? This woman was only 42 years old as well. But you talk about shocking stuff. And the cat was meowing as well, very loudly. So that's what got the attention of other people in the house. So good for her. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Send your P-mail to warrenextein@pmail.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas. Local officials confirmed that flooding has been an issue, but
it could have been much worse. What we were expecting could have been much worse. So we're fortunate so far. We haven't heard any fatalities.
Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichardt. The mountains lead the way with big numbers. Mount San Jacinto above Palm Springs got 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek, not far from Big Bear, had 13. 13.5 inches. Even Death Valley saw 3 inches of rain and some flooding. President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina on Monday, he met with local first responders and the families of victims. He also stressed how much he wants Maui to regain its same character as it rebuilds. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Remember the old George Bush used to say, I'm the decider. And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide. Right? Isn't that, if you don't decide, yeah, then you made
a decision.
To
not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, what's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Fear. Most people, I'm sorry to say, make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight?
when you're
fight or flight or freeze or fawn.
That's it. Right. Yeah,
those
exactly.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You are reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic. It's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it. I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others, if it's okay, unless it really makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, they make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? You know, that kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow, what a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these
we
conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations that we have off air, and that's
right.
The podcast.
So, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation, but is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't the company can't charge more for what it's doing, therefore they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion reign here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
And sometimes people just grow apart. Sometimes it's you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to be miserable and stay married. And sometimes people have that. Or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce where there's just so much animosity. There is no coming back from it.
Hmm.
That's miserable too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves, and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can, because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes there's a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always tell you, a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you? I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. He was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only lasted, I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so,
and that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is it that we are, what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching, impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. So let's see, looking around the world, the fact that if you are older, 60 plus, and you walk 6,000 steps a day, it'll lower your risk for cardiovascular disease by a huge amount. So you have one of those Fitbits. How many people have? I have one of them, and I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, there's the Fitbit.
If
anybody has pretty much any smartwatch will do the same thing,
the Apple Watch,
all of that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, yeah. All right, so keep walking, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving. That's the way if you want to hang around and enjoy your life. Enjoy your freedom, enjoy the colors, enjoy the things like driving up and down the Pacific Coast Highway, wherever the beauty may be close to you, enjoy your children, your grandchildren, all that stuff, just keep moving. Walk, 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 walk. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers. Right this minute, call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Great pop song from a great pop movie. Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Movie Moments. He's also really good when it comes to all sorts of things that we're concerned about with regard to entertainment and streaming and television, film, all that good stuff. So, Chucker, why are we playing that music?
This day in movie history, August 21st, 1987, Dirty Dancing was initially released in theaters. It was a what they call a low-budget movie produced by an independent company called Vestron, which ultimately went bankrupt, but this was a very successful film.
Mm-hmm.
Shot on a budget of gas fumes. It wound up grossing 200. I don't even know. The budget was so low, I don't even know if you could throw it in a coffee can and count it. But it wound up doing $214 million in its release. That is a very successful movie. It stood the test of time. It's extremely, to this day, very, very popular. If you do a revival of it on the big screen, you will get a crowd. Jennifer Grey was 26. Patrick Swayze was 35 when they shot this film. But I definitely am a big fan. And they're going to have a sequel that comes out, I believe, later this year with Jennifer Grey in the role. They actually did a movie called Havana Nights, which was a semi-sequel that Patrick Swayze had a cameo in. Not a lot of people remember it. Didn't do well.
Yeah.
Very good. But Dirty Dancing in 87 was a very good movie.
All right. Write that down, ladies and gentlemen. That's the horse.
Jerry Orbach was really good in that film.
He was.
I know you're
good.
A fan of him.
Yeah, I like Jerry.
Very good. He helped elevate that movie.
All right, looks like Blue Beetle ended Barbie's four-week reign as number one. What else happened in the box office over the
weekend?
Well,
here, let me talk about Blue Beetle. Now, here's the deal. It's a DC movie, DCEU, which was filmed before James Gunn took over the superhero universe at DC. Nobody thought this movie was going to do gangbusters. Yeah, it's $25 million number one. It is the lowest grossing DC movie ever made, but nobody expect much different. Here's the thing. I went to see it. I brought my wife and daughter on Friday afternoon. I got to tell you, I had a great time with this movie. I thought it was a terrific entertainment. It was very funny. It was, beside the lead actor from Cobra Kai, who I thought was extremely appealing. Has a very bright, bright future, I think, in film. The entire cast was terrific. George Lopez. Here's the thing about this movie, Doug. It is a love letter to family, the Latino community, and I thought it was really unique, entertaining. George Lopez, I never thought I would say this in a movie, but he ate this movie up. He was tremendously entertaining.
See, I wouldn't go see it because I don't like him. Generally speaking, he's not my favorite guy,
okay.
So maybe I'm making a mistake.
But I'm going to tell you, despite whatever people want to say, oh, the box office, he had number one but low, I don't care. This movie, over time, gained a following because it's a very good entertainment. I highly recommend, if you want to have just a good time at the movies, go see Blue Beetle. It was number one. Barbie, number two. That was $21,567,000 in 5 weeks. Domestically, Oppenheimer, that was $10.6 million, $285 million in 5 weeks. Domestically, the Turtle and Ninja Turtle movie, $88 million in 4 weeks. That's a good number. And this other animated movie about dogs and cats did $8.3 million. I don't remember the title of it. I didn't write it down, but it's definitely the summer of Barbie and Oppenheimer, but as I said on the air before, a lot of the male action movies have been shot down. I guess Blue Beetle would be in that category. But here's the thing: National Cinema Day, Doug, August 27th this year, second year in a row, $3 tickets nationwide. Last year was extremely popular. I think it's a good idea do this.
I think you do a disservice, as much as I love you, I say this all the time, I think you do a disservice by continuing to put down the action flicks, which obviously
are... reality, though. But
no,
here's the thing. No.
Reality for whom? It's not a reality for me. I don't agree with you at all.
But I don't want, I've said this for 2 years now, I don't want the movie going experience just to be about one or two genres.
No, it shouldn't be. You're right.
And the reason Barbie has become a hit is because it's a woman, it's a movie that women wanted to see and have come out to see it. And I think that's a really good
thing.
That's
good.
We need more. We need more.
Absolutely.
The reason I went to see Blue Beetle is because I do like superhero movies.
I don't like superheroes.
I don't want to see every movie being a superhero movie. I think it's.
I want to see more movies like the Agatha Christie stuff.
I get it.
Those movies, that kind of stuff.
Do it all.
All right. So, we have to talk about this Snow White thing.
And I'm tired of arguing with you.
No, come on, Chucker. That's what makes it interesting. Bye bye, Chucker.
All right.
Bye bye, Jay. At least to the end of this hour. It's Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now, it happens to be 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.